If you happen to watch the Ultimate Fighter program on Fox Sports 1 during the last season, you saw this this lady be a part of that season, and she joining us on the fan line, the Queen of Spades, Sioux Falls' own Shayna Baszler, back on the fan line. Shayna, what up? What you doing?
What's up, guys? It's good to be back on.
Are you still traveling America right now, or staying in one place?
Funny enough, I actually just got back traveling the world. I went overseas with a few other UFC fighters and visit the troops and did some grappling with the Marines over there and stuff. And
where'd you go?
Had a good time. We went to Singapore and Diego Garcia, and then Bahrain. Mm-hmm.
I assume the troops know a lot about UFC. They love the sport.
Yeah, it's one of the only things they watch, they said. So, is that pro wrestling.
Is that the first time that you'd been overseas, Shayna, to visit the troops?
Yeah, I haven't. I've never. It was with the Armed Forces Entertainment Tour, you know, that takes celebrities over or whatever. And they just had, like, four of us fighters go and give a couple of clinics at each place. And they took us on tours of the base and, like, how things work. And we got to go on a submarine and a destroyer warship. And, like, it was a good time.
What did you come away with this trip?
This is the thing. Is that we were in Diego Garcia, and for people that don't know what that is, I didn't know what it was before I went. It's really super tiny island. Like, it literally takes maybe 40 minutes to go from one side to the other. It's a super tiny island that we have in the Indian Ocean, and it's like a paradise. You show up there, there's great fishing. These guys, there's no native, like, people. It's just an army base. The Navy base there. And so these guys just get on the boats and then come back and go to the bar at night. It seems like this great, wonderful paradise, but those guys are still counting the days down, missing their families and loved ones. It's fun for the first week, they all kind of describe, and then you realize you're still not home, so then, you know, gets long. So those guys over there, and you know, of course, Bahrain is over in the Middle East. It's crazy over there. So those guys are missing their families for sure. So if anybody ever has a chance to write them or whatever, those guys are thinking of us as much as we're thinking of them. So
it's great to have you on. You've been busy since, of course, UFC finished up the regular season, their season on Fox Sports 1. You've been to Vegas a couple of times, part of the big bouts that have been there. But you got some big news to share with us today regarding you, yeah. Queen of Spades. What's going on?
Yeah, I finally inked the fight with the UFC. I'm fighting Sarah Kaufman in Canada. I'm fighting a Canuck in Canada. So on April 16th, that's actually a rematch. We fought each other before in Strikeforce, actually. The tables are turned a bit. She's the one that's ranked high, and she's ranked number 5, I think, and I'm number 10, so should be a good fight. And she's a super tough opponent. You know, she fought Ronda for the title not too long ago. Even though I lost my fight in the Ultimate Fighter house, it speaks really highly of what the UFC thinks of me. I hate to, like, bring the beef up again, but, like, Juliana's fight in the UFC before she had to back out was against a girl who's not ranked. They're kind of giving her a feeder fight. So, it says a lot that they're putting such a highly touted opponent, like, still sticking me in the mix. I should only be a couple fights away from getting a title shot as long as I do my job right.
So this is not just a one-time thing. Is this a contract for one fight, Shayna, or depending on this, would they offer you a multi-fight deal? How would that work?
They're still negotiating the contract and going through all the details of that. Obviously, it's better if I win, always. The good news that I have going for me is that basically on the finale, they signed the girls that won and didn't sign the girls that lost. So the good news here is that because this isn't on the Ultimate Fighter finale and they're kind of sneaking me in the back door, there, depending on the numbers and the circumstances and stuff, there could be opportunity for me, mm-hmm. You know, if I do lose. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't know. There's also things to think about that we don't even know what's going on, like with Sarah and her deal and what they have going for her. So it's either way, I have to win. I know that both of us are kind of in the same spot in our career where it's like we're on the verge. We're right on the outside of title contention. So sure. This would put either of us right back in the mix.
She's Shayna Baszler, Sioux Falls' own, the Queen of Spades, joining us on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. She'll be fighting on April 16th. You know, there's been some news you don't want when it comes to the UFC with Yancy Medeiros and Jessica I, positive for drugs. How much drug testing is done in the UFC?
Well, you have to take a urine test. And depending on the state that it's in, actually, it'll either be everyone has to take a urine test, like, as soon as you step out of the ring. Like, in California, for example, as soon as you get out of the ring, you have a proctor that follows you around, and you can't leave until you pee in the cup. So I've actually had the unfortunate deal of having to wait back there for hours because I couldn't pee, and they won't let you leave until you do, and they won't let you eat anything or anything like that. Now, some states that aren't as strict have random testing, so they'll just pull random people and test them. Mm-hmm. Either way, you know, you should be ready for the testing that happens. And here's the thing about the THC, like, testing for marijuana, like those two did, is that we cut weight. We have a lower body fat percentage generally. I mean, those two are not, you know, they're in decent shape. And it's like you really have to be, like, it has to be that week that you had smoked. You know what I mean? Or eat the brownie or whatever method it was that you did it. Because, you know, even if you're a recreational pot smoker, I don't know. I don't do it, but, you know, even if there's fighters, there's obviously the Diaz brothers are really open about the fact that they do.
Yeah.
You have to be really doing it, you know, within a week or two, as much as we sweat and dehydrate to cut weight and stuff. It's I really don't think it should be something that you get caught with. I mean, you have to kind of be really being not smart about doing that if you're getting caught with it in your fight. So,
you know, Shane, it sounds like you're talking about, you know, the drug and you know, regulating and whatnot. It sounds like the bill that we've been talking about with the legislature to regulate MMA in South Dakota, it's passed the House and the Senate, and it's on the governor's desk, just awaiting his approval. When you hear that, what's your thought? Is it it's about time?
Yeah, it's of course it's about time. It's been, I mean, how popular is the sport everywhere else now? Mm-hmm. And I hate seeing the fact, especially South Dakota, an area where there's wrestling, a lot of good wrestlers, you know, the best wrestlers come from the Midwest. And to have all this talent that ends up having to leave, I mean, you know, you end up having to leave the state in order to fight successfully. And it's a really broad deal it's not only put the fan base behind in South Dakota, but it's put the skill level of the fighters behind because, you know, even myself, I can't fight. Up until there's a commission, I wouldn't have been able to fight in South Dakota because, you know, if I go to a state that has a commission and they find out I had a fight in a non-commissioned state, I'm suspended. So on that whole aspect from my side, the professional side, it's good. And then even just the safety side, it's much better because, I mean, these fights are going to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just because it's not regulated, that doesn't mean that the sport is banned. Right, so these fights are going to go on, and it's just much safer. There's rules, there's testing, you know, like it's much safer to have the fact that if I punch this guy in the nose and he's bleeding everywhere, I know that he got tested just like me, so I don't have to worry about catching anything. Whereas, as it stood before, it was like, well, this guy signed up, and who knows what he has, and now he's bleeding, his nose is bleeding, and you know, Like, it's crazy to think about all the things that get regulated, even as far as weigh-ins. Like, I remember 10 years ago having a fight in Sioux Falls without a commission and just writing down my weight. There wasn't an official weigh-in. So, I mean, like, and there's so many hazards that come with that. I mean, it's crazy to think back that far that I was crazy enough to even do that. But, you know, it's just going to make the sport a lot safer and the fighters evolve. And as the fighters become more evolved, the fights will be safer, too. You know, a lot of times those injuries come from inexperience and people just winging crazy things that they don't even know how to throw a punch properly.
I can't wait to see one in Sioux Falls. I hope someday we can get about here in town. I know there are a few hurdles we've got to get through on that yet, but it'd be great to have
one. Yeah,
and
there are some good shows that you know, Fargo, Minneapolis, and Omaha all put on really decent mid-level shows that are good size and really great production that I know would come to Sioux Falls. You know, Sioux Falls being a hub on the interstates there, I know that those guys are chomping at the bit to put shows on. So,
well, before we let you get going, Shane, I want to ask you, you were at Monday Night Raw last night, Los Angeles Staples Center.
What?
I know. I know.
And we're going to SmackDown tonight in Ontario.
Oh, nice. Nice. So no CM Punk, but Daniel Bryan, obviously the guy that gets the huge pop. What's your thoughts of the product right now? No CM Punk. They're 2 weeks away from Chamber. Got to get set for WrestleMania. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, CM Punk is my favorite, and it's because I've talked with him, and he trains. When he's in L.A., he trains at the Gracie Academy where Ronda does her jiu-jitsu. So I've been in there and talked with him and stuff. And so automatically he became my favorite just because, you know, it's like a fighter, I suppose, when you meet them and they're cool, they're suddenly your favorite fighter.
Yeah.
But I think it's the huge thing is that he's really popular right now. I mean, even last night, I don't know if you could hear on the broadcast the crowd chanting CM Punk. Yeah, I think you could because Seth Rollins grabbed the mic in between and was like, CMO!
I love that.
You're our favorite fighter. You know that, Queen of Spades.
Well, obviously. That's because you're intelligent men.
Yeah. Is the April 16th bout against Sarah Coffin, is that going to be on pay-per-view?
No, that'll be on a Fox Sports 1.
Oh, right on Fox Sports
1. Yeah, that's a Wednesday night fight night. It's actually the Ultimate Fighter Tough Nations finale, Canada versus Australia. This season of the Ultimate Fighter is Canada versus Australia.
Sweet.
The gimmick. So it's going to be the finale for that. So that's why I'm going to get booed. It's going to be awesome.
It's in Canada.
It's going to be like fighting Bret Hart in Calgary. That's the kind of hostile environment she's going to go into.
Well, tell you what, I know you're in training. You know, we'll call you back here a little bit later on and find out how the training is and promote it. And we can't wait to promote that you're going to be on Fox Sports 1 on April 16th with a bout that we can all watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Get everyone together. Get ready to party because I'm going to beat up a Canadian and have to make a getaway out of town.
Nice.
Hey, Shayna, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on as always. Anytime, guys.
You bet.
Thanks, Shayna.
The Queen of Spades. Bye. How about that? She's going to be on national television with about Sarah Coffman, mm-hmm. April 16th on Fox Sports 1.